So I finally got round to watching Jurassic World Rebirth yesterday, and as a geologist, scientist, here's my take on the story. See, I love the Jurassic Park slash World franchise because I'm a geologist, I love fossils, and I love the idea of big animals back in deep time. But this movie, don't get me wrong, Chris Pratt's versions weren't great either, but this one was meant to go back and try and pay homage to the roots of the Jurassic Park franchise, and while it did it in some very, very, very small instances, I just don't feel like it was enough. I feel like the chemistry between Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey was okay. I prefer Jonathan Bailey's character more because he was a geo. But yeah, I don't know. I just felt like it was a bit eh. Too many little jokes and fillers. But anyway, this is about the dinosaurs. And one of the things I didn't really like about this movie, and I guess spoiler alert, is there was never this like cat and mouse chase with the dinosaurs across the movie. It felt like they divided it into three parts, which they kind of did. They went to the water, then they went to land, and then they went to air. But I don't know, I just felt like there wasn't this impending doom. The movie opens with this laboratory with Distortus Rex, this mutant dinosaur which has been made from scratch, which looks terrifying, but we see it for 10 minutes at the end of the film. It kind of feels really, I know, anticlimactic. Now don't get me wrong, I know they're setting up for a future film because they didn't kill it off, but still, it just felt like, where are we going with this big creature that you've introduced, yet you choose right at the end to show it and don't tease it throughout the film? Now, I guess some good parts of this film were the Titanosaurus and the T-Rex scene. The way they showed the Titanosaurus was pretty phenomenal. It sort of pays homage back to the original Jurassic Park where Dr. Allen and them see the Brachiosaurus for the first time out of their 4x4. Very, very nostalgic, very cool. I was lucky enough to see the Titanosaurus fossils in London at the Natural History Museum, and believe me, it was so cool seeing it on the screen. The T-Rex scene is probably the best part of the entire movie, if I'm being honest. It had that cat and mouse chase that you never know what's going to happen next. What is the T-Rex going to do? And it's nice that they included it because this was in the original novels in 1990 and they omitted it from the films that Steven Spielberg did. But yeah, absolutely cool scene. Overall, I'm not surprised this was a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. It never had any sense of urgency, of danger. And like, they had to include a kid in the film. Why? Why do you always have to have kids in the film? I would have preferred a Jurassic World horror film, much like how they did the remake of The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Now, people like or hate Tom Cruise, but the film itself had a bit of horror and a bit of scare to it. I feel like Jurassic World needs that. Dinosaurs were ferocious and scary, and you can build these islands with crazy, misty atmospheres where it's almost a horror story, because don't forget, dinosaurs were hunters. They hunted their prey, and therefore they had to use stealth tactics to try and figure out how to get their prey. They could do that with humans too. It doesn't always have to be these massive, ferocious, loud, thumping footprints following people. But anyway, that was just my take of the film. What did you guys think of Jurassic World? And will you watch the next one? Because there is going to be a next one, because D-Rex didn't die.